just going to talk about prayer for a few minutes, and then we're going to pray, all right? We're not just going to talk about it, we're going to do it, okay? Sometimes we think of prayer and fasting as a way of tying God's hands and forcing God to do what we want Him to do. I want to start off with something funny. I love this little boy who wanted a new bicycle. And so he decided that after being in church one day that he would pray about it, just pray that God would give him a bicycle. So he's pacing back and forth in the living room, and he decides he's going to pray about it. And he says, God, if you get me a new bike, I'll be good for the rest of my life. He thought about it for a minute, and he goes, I know God's not going to believe that. So he thought, I'll try again. God, if you get me a new bike, I'll be good for 3 weeks. And he thought, God's too smart. I know He's not going to believe that either. And so up on the mantle, he saw a statue of the Virgin Mary. And he got an idea. He grabbed the statue. He went and hid it in his closet. Came back to the living room, knelt down, and said, God, if you ever want to see your mom again. I think we might do that with God sometimes. You know, I'll be good. I'll promise you this. God, if you'll do this, I'll never do that again. And we kind of take this approach that God can be manipulated. You might be able to manipulate some people in your life, but you'll never get away with manipulating God. You can't, the Bible actually says when you fast, make yourself look good. Don't come out there going, oh, I'm dying here, and, you know, bags under your eyes. The Bible says, get freshened up. Don't play that card. And what he's saying is don't play that with other people and manipulate them and play on their sympathies, and certainly don't do that with God. God's going to do what God's going to do. Now, here's what we're going to do. We're going to say, Lord, we want you to work. Now, the Bible, I believe God bears out that God has a plan for us, but sometimes we don't see that plan happen because we have not aligned ourselves with God's will. Fasting and prayer is that moment when we align ourselves with God's will, and He starts working in our lives. Now, we all probably at some point have struggled with prayer, and we often feel guilty about how little we pray, and we could go down that road all day. But then when we finally do pray, we often don't know what to say. I've had this conversation with people many, many times over the years. But I want to pray, but I don't know what to say to God. And it's a legitimate thing, and it's answered. The problem has a very, very simple answer. Jesus told His disciples how to pray, and we call it today the Lord's Prayer. Sometimes we get an idea that we have to sound like certain people in our life. I have two or three people in my life that when I really want something to be prayed for, I call them. And I go, hey, I need you. Because it just seems that they got this connection. I mean, when they start praying and they say, dear God, or our Father, you're just like, woo, something's about to, I feel it. It's just good. I mean, you just know something good. And then I have had them say to me, now you pray for me. I said, no. My prayers don't do the same thing your prayers do. It just doesn't sound as good. It's not as, doesn't feel as spiritual, whatever. But there are those people that we put up here. And we say, boy, now those people are the ones who can pray. My dad is one of those people. When he would never get up here and talk to you in front of, on a Sunday morning. He would not want it. He does not like it. No way, not a chance. But you put him right over there in that corner on Tuesday morning praying for you, and you're like, yep, I want him on my side. He knows God in a way that it seems that not very many people know. Now, when I compare myself to that, I back away. I don't know if my prayers are working the same way. I'm not getting the same goosebumps. Goosebumps are great, but they go away. God is listening to our prayers. God is wanting to work in our lives. And I believe it's a tool that Satan uses in our life to convince us your prayers are not as good as their prayers. You don't even need to pray. God's not listening to you. You're just a messed up so-and-so. That's Satan talking to us. God would never say, you're messed up and don't talk to me. God doesn't work like that. God is saying, I'm just standing over here knocking at the door. I'm just waiting for you to open. Prayer is like opening the door and letting him in. We've asked this question around here before. What if God only worked in response to prayer? What if God never did anything in your life without you asking for it and praying about it? Where would you be? Would you be in as good a spot as you are right now? Or would it be worse? Prayer is that time when we say, Lord, I just want you to work. And it's not that hard. The only way to learn to pray is to pray. The only way to learn to ride a bicycle is to ride a bicycle. You're going to fall off. You're going to get hurt. Whatever. It's okay. But you'll learn to ride. And you never forget it again. You never forget how to ride a bicycle. You just know how for the rest of your life. Once you learn it and you go through the pain of getting there, the only way to pray is to pray. Listen, it might feel awkward every now and then. I don't know what to say. I was going to pray for 20 minutes and I'm a minute 37 in. I got nothing else to say. That's okay. The Bible says, be still and know that I'm God. Just shut up a minute and listen. You know, we have this thing that we want to talk all the time. And God is, the Bible tells us to just be still, be quiet. There are moments when you just need to just be in the presence of God. Just be with him. And give him a minute to work on you too, not just you trying to work on him. But just let him start to work. Now, when he's talking to his disciples, he gives them a formula of what prayer looks like, just an outline of what prayer looks like. It goes like this. When he starts to teach them, he says, Our Father in heaven. He said, this is what you're supposed to say. Our Father in heaven. He starts off with, talk to your Father. Now, I love that he did not say, start your prayer with our God or dear Jehovah or to Yahweh. He just said, call him Father. I hope my kids feel that they can come and just talk to Dad. We don't have to look a certain way or act a certain way. There's not certain phrases we have to use when we're talking to each other. It's just a conversation. So Jesus said, when you're talking to God, when you're praying, just start with our Father. Our Father who is in heaven. He's working on your behalf. He wants to work on you. He's saying to you and me that we are God's children. I'm his child. Now, you don't give your kids everything they want. Nobody would like them if you did that. All right? You give your kids what they need and some of what they want. So Jesus said, when you're talking to God, say, Our Father who art in heaven. Our Father. We're his children. He loves you. Now, everything in your life is not going the way you want it to go. If it is, I want to talk to you and figure out how you're doing that. It's not the way it works. There's stuff in your life, there's stuff in my life we do not like. We are not going to always get everything we want, but we're going to have everything we need, and we're going to have some of what we want. God's going to work in our lives. And when Jesus is teaching us how to pray, he's saying, remember, you're the children. There are some things you can't do and you can't figure out on your own, and you're going to have to let your Father do that part. This word Father in the original language the Bible was written in, it means the word Abba, which just means dad. Come on, Dad. Can I talk to you, Dad? It really is the first, one of the first words that children learn to say in this original language. It was Abba or Dada. I know. Please don't go to God like that, okay? It just feels creepy, all right? But understand, he's your dad. He's your dad. Father. All right. Our Father in heaven. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. The main concern of prayer is to honor God. The main concern of your prayer is to honor God. Our Father in heaven, hallowed or holy is your name. Lord, I want to honor you. I want to honor you. I want to put you first here, Lord.
Holy is your name. It's a moment of worship. It's a moment of God, thank you for all you've done. Thank you for all you're doing. I know who you are. I know who I'm talking to. I know who I'm talking to. I know that you are holy. I know you're the only God. I'm coming to you knowing all of that. I want to put you first. So when you're praying, you start with Father. And then it goes to just some time of worship. Now this could be extended time or it can be a short time. It's okay. There are moments when you only have a minute to pray. And there are other times where you say, I'm just going to pray for a long time. I'm going to pray 30 minutes. I'm going to run out of stuff to say, and I'm going to be quiet for a minute, and then I'm going to think of some other people to pray for, and other things to say, and I'm going to add that in and grow as we do it. Now, verse 10 is this. So he said, Our Father in heaven, hallowed is your name, holy is your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Now, this is a statement of partnership with God. He said, Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We know that God's perfect plan is happening in heaven today. Now, so Jesus said, look, tell your Father that you want His kingdom come. You want His will to be done in your life. Now, I don't always get everything I want when it's God's will. There's a lot of stuff that I would change if I had the power to snap my fingers and say, I just want what I want and I'm going to get it right now. Poof, I got it. It's not the way this works. It's about conforming our heart, our life, our plan to His. Your kingdom come. It didn't say bring your human kingdom and say, God, conform yourself and your plan to me. That's what we naturally do though, right? As humans, we just naturally want what we want. We've said it before, a human baby is the most selfish creature on the planet. When they get hungry, they cry. They don't care what you got to do. When they need their diaper changed, they cry. They don't care. They're not worried about your schedule. We start off life like that, and hopefully we grow. Some of us, I don't know. We'll see. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, help me to conform to you. It's a partnership. It's saying, Lord, I want your will. I want your plan to be done. Not everything is going to turn out the way I want it to. Jesus invites us to join our Father. And then he says this, give us today our daily bread. This is the part we all want to get to. God, give me what I'm asking for. That's the part we think that prayer is. Prayer, we start, we approach Him, we know He loves us, it's just a relationship, it's a partnership. Then we get to the meat of it where we are asking for what we need today. Lord, give us today our daily bread. So Jesus teaches us that through prayer, God meets our needs. That through prayer, God answers us. This idea of daily bread is just everything that you need in your daily life. Everything that I need in my daily life. Lord, give us today our daily bread, the things that we need. What is it, Lord, that we need? We need a good job, and we need money for the house payment, and we need a car to get there, and we need whatever. You can name the list. God wants to provide everything. And then he says this. I find it interesting that he said, ask for what you need, and then I want you to do this. He said, I want you to forgive and forgive us. He said, God, as we are praying to our Father, God, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, or as we have forgiven our debtors. See, and when you are in prayer, take a minute to allow the Holy Spirit to search your life and reveal any sin and inconsistencies in your life. We don't like it. We don't like it when we find out we did something wrong, or we know we did something wrong and somebody else has to point it out to us. So God said, don't get to that point. Just give God some room to work. Allow the Holy Spirit to sort of shine the light into your life and reveal to you the areas of failure and inconsistency and sin that separate us from God's will and God's plan. And then Part of this forgiving, being forgiven and forgiving others, is that we agree with God about what has been revealed, right? When God shows us that there's an area of our life that is inconsistent with God's word, when we realize we are living in a way that is contrary to God's plan and God's word, it's us owning up to it. Instead of saying, I'm different and I'll do this my way, it's saying, Lord, I want to agree with you and I want to ask your forgiveness of this area and I want to ask for your help. So forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Now the Bible does say we can't be forgiven if we don't forgive others. One of those areas that God will reveal in our life is our bitterness toward other people. We have to forgive them if we want to be forgiven. Here's verse 13. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Jesus teaches us to seek God, seek his help. And he protects us and he looks out for us. Lead us not into temptation. Help us not to get off on our own track and following our own selfish desires. Help us to be walking according to your will and your plan, and deliver us, Lord, from the evil one. Who's the evil one? We all know who he is. The one that wants to destroy us. The Bible tells us that he is seeking to devour us. Satan is. And he says, deliver us from him. Deliver us. He's waiting out there to attack us. Deliver us from that, Lord. We don't know sometimes, I believe, the things that God delivers us from before we ever recognize that it happened. The other day we were laughing about a time several years ago. We were in San Antonio for vacation, and we were walking down the sidewalk, and a guy, late at night, we were headed back to our hotel, I think, and he comes running down the sidewalk. It's us, my family, and this guy running directly at us as fast as he can, and he's bouncing back and forth across the sidewalk, and I'm thinking he's about to attack us, and as he gets about three steps away, I just get ready. I'm going to knock him out if I can. I've got my family there. If it was me, I would just sidestep him, but I'm ready to fight. He has something in me clicked. I didn't make a decision. I didn't calculate a decision that, okay, if he's coming, I'll knock him out and it'll be okay. That's not the way it happened. It was instinct to protect my family. And at the last minute, I don't know if he saw me and the crazy look in my eyes or what, but at the last minute, he darted out into the street and ran around us. And I was like, I almost knocked out a jogger. I don't even think he was coming for us. And lead us not into temptation and deliver us from the evil one. Satan is coming at us, all right? He's coming after us. And we're saying, Father, I want you to deliver me from that. I can't fight that battle. I don't even know that battle's going on. The Bible says there is a battle going on in the spiritual world that we can't even see. Sometimes we don't even realize it's happening. There's a battle going on. We're saying, Father, I'm just welcoming you into this because you see stuff I don't see. You know when there's danger, and I didn't even know there was danger. Deliver me. Deliver me from the evil one. So here's how prayer works. We're gonna talk to God. We're just gonna talk to him as our Father. We're gonna confess our sins, but we're gonna honor the Lord in the process. It's ask for the things that we need. It's that simple. It's that simple. All right. When we sit down and have a conversation, if I've never met you and you've never met me, it might be a little awkward to begin with. But we'll keep talking, and as long as somebody's pouring coffee, we can sit there and talk and learn and talk and learn. And after a while, maybe we hang out a few times and over a few weeks and a few months. And before long, I know all your interests. You know all my interests. You know where I've been. I know where you've been. You know where I'm going. I know where you're going. All of a sudden, it's not that strain, that struggle for conversation. It's just flowing now. Why? Because we're friends. Because we're friends. Because we've built a relationship. So if prayer has been difficult for you, I encourage you to wade in a little further and let God work. And just let God get to know you. Now, if you go to God in your garden, you're like, I got some sins over here, but I'm not going to tell you about that. I'm not going to let you in that area of my life. It would be the same as having a conversation where somebody says, I want to talk to you, but I'm not going to tell you my name. You're like, I don't even know how to talk to you if I don't know your name. When we do that with God, we keep certain areas of our life guarded. We can't grow in this prayer thing. We got to let God work. We got to give into the relationship and let God do his thing. I'm going to ask the band to come back. And we're going to take a few minutes this morning, and we're just going to pray. I've asked three people to help me pray, and we're going to pray for specific things in just a minute. We're going to sing this song that they just sang, God, Turn It Around. I don't know if there's anything in your life that needs turning around. I got some stuff. Sometimes I just turn this song on and go, God, I don't know what to say, but here's my prayer. Turn it around. Just turn it around. All right? So we're going to pray for family, and we're going to pray for your work and your business, and we're going to pray for health and healing. We're just going to ask God to work this morning. The Bible says my house will be known as a house of prayer. We're here this morning to put into practice what we're learning about prayer and fasting. So I want you just to stand with me if you would. Amen. Amen. The band's going to sing this song. Just really lead us back into a worship moment. And then we're just going to pray together. Ask God to do some things. Let's sing it right now. Thank you. Thank you. So if there's something in your life, and we're going to pray for everything this morning, but we're going to start with family, work and business, healing and health. Are there areas of your life right now where you say, I need God to do something in this area of my life? And we're going to pray. The Bible says if two or three of us gather, if two of us agree, God is there, God is working. So I want to invite Edward and Frank to come on up, and Jody's going to help us in just a minute. Edward, I want you to come on to the mic. Amen. Amen. We're going to all pray together, and I want us to pray together with Ed as he prays over our families.
Thank you, God, for allowing us to be together today, God. Oh, God, we just praise you. We magnify your name. We lift your name above all, God. God, right now I ask you for a financial blessing over our Grace Point family, God. I ask you, God, just to open up the doors that need to be opened, God, and close the doors that need to be closed. God, give us favor, God, overwhelming favor, God. God, I love these scriptures in Matthew 18:18, 18, 19, and 20, where it says that when two or three come together in your name, you're there. So we know you're here. We know you hear us, God. And God, in those scriptures also says, whatever we bind on earth, we bind in heaven. What we loose on earth, we loose in heaven. And God, we're asking right now, God, that you loose overwhelming favor and financial blessing over our family. God, not just for us, but for our kids and our grandkids. God, I believe that scripture so much, God, that our families are going to be blessed. Not just me, but my family and my grandkids. I believe that, God. God, right now we give it up to you, God. Any situation, God, that seems tough, hard, God, right now, God, you didn't say it's going to be a walk in the park, but you said you'd be there with us. And God, we thank you, God, right now for opening up those doors at work. For businesses, God, you open up those businesses for us. God, you're giving us ideas. God, you're giving us favor. You're giving us guidance. You're giving us direction. And we thank you, and we honor you, and we praise you, and we believe your word. We're going to stand on your word. We're going to stand on your word right now. In your son Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen. Frank's going to pray specifically for our work situations and our businesses.
Amen. Amen. Good morning, GBC family. This morning, let's pray for God to bless our work environments and the businesses of our GBC families. Lord Jesus, we thank you and we love you. This morning, we want to lift up our work environments. This morning, we want to lift up the businesses of our GBC families, Lord. Jesus, whether our home, whether our job is outside the home, work from home, stay at home, self-employed, or any other labor under the sun, Lord, we believe that it's critical that we conscientiously devote our work life to you. Jesus, we know that our job is the means through which you provide for our physical needs and the needs of others as we develop a generous heart. It is how you grow our character and deepen our faith as we rely on you alone for daily strength to do the work well. It is how you grant us opportunities to interact with non-believers we may not otherwise meet. Many places of business are struggling right now, Lord. And this morning, we want to bathe the work environments and the businesses of our GPC families in prayer. We thank you, Lord, for instituting work as one of your good gifts. Jesus, this morning, we share with you our heart's desire to fulfill our work responsibilities at the job you gave us with your strength and not our own. Jesus, help us to seek you, to seek your kingdom first. Help us not to pursue fame, fortune, worldly success, or the approval of man. Jesus, we pray to walk in wisdom towards unbelievers at our place of employment, making use of opportunities to share the gospel with them. Jesus, we pray that you would allow our speech to always be gracious, seasoned with salt, so that we may know how we ought to answer each person we come across in our work environment or place of business. Jesus, we pray that you give us the grace to obey those in authority over us at work, not simply in their presence to earn their favor as people pleasers, but with sincerity of heart, Lord, fearing you. And Jesus, as you begin to bless our jobs, help us to keep in mind your words in Acts 20:35 that it is more blessed to give than to receive. Lord, help us to stay laser focused on you and not on the riches of this world. For we know that the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil, and some have wandered away and have caused many problems for themselves. Jesus, we pray that we would be faithful in all matters of our work responsibility, whether large or small. And Jesus, we pray that you would help us to be honest, even when under pressure to be dishonest. We confide in you, Jesus, that our heart's desire is to serve you only and not money. And finally, thank you, God, for modeling the Sabbath rest. As you rested from your creation work on the seventh day, we ask and pray that you would give us the wisdom and the commitment to follow your example. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. We still believe that God works on our behalf in our bodies for healing. Jesus healed so many people. We've had testimonies right here about how God answered prayer, miraculously answered prayer in healing and health issues. And Jody's going to come and can lead us in prayer for those things.
Amen. Heavenly Father, we come to you right now, Lord. Your word says that we can come boldly to the throne of grace, God. Your word says that we can call out to you and you will do great and mighty things that we don't even know about, Father. And Lord, today we come straight to the throne of heaven, God, asking for healing for our church. Lord, healing in the bodies of the people in this building. Lord, healing of our loved ones. Lord, not just a physical healing, but an emotional healing. Lord, where the scars go so deep that they cannot even be seen. But God, we call them out in the name of Jesus. We call them out so that healing can begin. Lord, that healing can begin in Jesus' name. God, we call out mental, emotional, and spiritual healing, God, that if people need you, Lord, they will be drawn to you in Jesus' name. God, your word says that by your stripes we were healed. Lord, I call, I believe it right now in Jesus' name, God, that as we call it out to you, healing in our bodies, that cancer is gone, God. Lord, that cancer is gone, that COVID-19 will not touch us. Lord, that whatever is attacking our families and our bodies in this moment, Lord, cannot get to us and cannot touch us, God, but we claim healing, Lord. Lord, in those moments that we need it, Father. Lord, you delivered Moses and your people out of Israel, God. You broke those chains of bondage on them. God, you healed them. You healed their land. And God, today we just call out to you for your healing and your deliverance, your Holy Spirit, Lord, to minister to your people in their body today, in their mind, Lord. God, you are the hope of the world. You are our hope. God, it is in you alone that we have hope, God. Lord, we have medicine, we have doctors, but Lord, we know who the healer is, God. We know who our healer is, Lord. Lord, you are our way maker. Lord, you know what is ahead. God, we thank you in advance for the healing that is to come, the miracles that are to come in this building, Lord, for our loved ones, for every person in this room. And we thank you in advance. We believe it, God, what your word says, we believe it. Lord, that if we ask anything in your name, that it shall be given. God, ask and it shall be given unto you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be open. God, we are looking for the doors of heaven to be open, God, and that healing will come to your people. God, we claim it, we receive it, and we believe it in your name. And we all said, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. We're going to pray one more prayer this morning.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Obviously, the things that happened in our capital this week were not God's plan. And the disunity that we're feeling around our country is not God's plan. The Bible says this, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I'll hear from heaven, I'll forgive their sins, and I'll heal their land. Here's what we're going to pray for, that people's hearts will be turned back to God. If our heart is turned back toward him, we can't have anger and bitterness toward our fellow man. We're just going to ask for God's peace and that men's hearts, women's hearts will be turned back to God. Father, we thank you so much for all you've done for us. God, we live in a country where we have so many freedoms that other people around the world do not have. Lord, we have wasted so much of this on the disunity that we have experienced the last several years. And God, we're asking you today, Lord, to heal the wounds between races and heal the wounds between political parties.
Yes.
And heal the wounds that have been opened during election times.
Yes.
Heal the wounds, God, that only you can heal. And we pray, Lord, that our hearts, the hearts of men and women and young people all over our country, would be turned back to you, Lord,
yes,
in repentance. And Lord, we would give up our desires and our plans, and we would surrender it to you, and we would let you work. And Lord, we pray that America would bring honor and glory to your name, Lord. God, America is not the sacred part of this. You, Lord, are the sacred element of this. And we just turn our hearts towards you and receive your help and stand on your promises today. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.